Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Chief Minister Nipirio says construction sector is the largest engine of employment in the state, providing livelihoods to thousands of youth. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Secretary Tainu underscores need for adaptable and people-centered healthcare framework. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda says the country now has 819 medical colleges, and Samagra Shiksha Nagaland organizes state-level Kala Utsav 2025-26. Now the news in detail. The Association of Nagaland Architects, ANA, celebrated its 25th anniversary under the theme Celebrating Community, Nurturing Creativity today at Chumukedima. Addressing the gathering as guest of honor, Chief Minister Nipirio said, construction sector is the largest engine of employment in the state, providing livelihoods to thousands of youth, presenting tremendous economic opportunity. He said, architects are more than just designers of buildings. They are custodians of heritage, interpreters of culture and visionaries. He said, every structure they design and every space they plan contributes to identity of Nagaland. Mr. Yeo said that 25 years is not merely a passage of time, but a testament to vision and perseverance.
25 years ago is a long time. It is not merely a passage of time. It is a testament to vision, perseverance, and the unwavering commitment of a community of professionals dedicated to shaping the very fabric of our state.
The Chief Minister further called upon ANA and its members to take lead role in encouraging and training local people and introduce them to new technologies, modern construction techniques and sustainable practices. Also speaking during the occasion, Dr. Gauri Nitin Shurkar, member of Council of Architecture of India, described Nagaland's architecture as a true reflection of its people, resilient, rooted and expressive. She observed that a new generation of architects is now blending wisdom of the past with aspirations of the future, an evolution that preserves the soul of Naga design.
A silver jubilee is not just a celebration of time. It's a celebration of a remarkable journey, a journey of ideas, people and perseverance. It marks the dedication of those who came together 25 years back with a shared purpose to strengthen the architectural community in Nagaland.
The Nagaland In-Service Doctors Association, NIDA, held its annual conference and general body meeting under the theme Building a Resilient Health System at Capital Convention Center, Kohima, yesterday. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Secretary Tainu underscored the need for an adaptable and people-centered healthcare framework. Doctors are recognized as the essential pillars of healthcare, saving lives and improving public well-being. They are described as guardians of health, forming the backbone of a healthy community. The meeting also deliberated on emerging challenges, policy matters, and to engage with government representatives to advocate reforms. It is both a reflective and forward exercise that reinforces NIDA's role and as a responsible stakeholder in Nagaland health governance. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has highlighted the country's progress in medical education, stating that the country now has 819 medical colleges. He said undergraduate medical seats in the country have now increased from 51,000 to 1,29,000. Addressing the 50th Convocation of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi, the minister also noted that the number of postgraduate medical seats has also increased to nearly 78,000.
We had only 387 medical colleges. Today we have got 819 medical colleges. We had 51,000 undergraduate seats. Now we have got 1,29,000 medical seats. So in medical education, good amount of progress has taken place. As far as PG seats are concerned, we had only 31,000 seats for post-graduation. Now we have got 78,000 seats.
Mr. Nadda underlined that in the fields of medical sciences, training and healthcare, AIIMS has established itself as a leader in healthcare excellence and patient care. The minister highlighted that AIIMS has also taken lead in AI-driven diagnostics and robotic surgery training. Samagra Shiksha Nagaland successfully organized the State Level Kala Utsav 2025-26 at Mount Tabor Retreat Center Kohima yesterday. Joint Secretary Department of School Education and Deputy Project Director Nagaland Education Project NECTAR Avilu Ruho, greasing the event as special guest, commended the participating students and teachers for their dedication and creativity. She encouraged the youth to preserve their indigenous art forms and oral traditions, reminding them that culture is not merely a performance but a living legacy that connects generations. The event witnessed participation of 79 students representing various districts of Nagaland, each showcasing exceptional talent in 7 art categories. Each category reflected diversity and richness of Nagaland's artistic landscape, celebrating interweaving of tradition and modern imagination. The winners of State Level Kala Utsav 2025-26 will represent Nagaland at the National Level Kala Utsav 2025. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The 11th annual general meeting of Nagaland Police Retired Officers Association was held today at Chimukudima. Exhorting the gathering during a fellowship of retired police officers, former Inspector General of Police K. Mero recalled his early years in 1983, where he appeared for Nagaland Public Service Commission while serving as a teacher at Government High School Futsero. Addressing his fellow retirees, he acknowledged their achievements and reflecting on the passing of several colleagues in the past year, he urged everyone to remain thankful for the gift of life and good health. At 68 years of age now, Mero emphasized the importance of fellowship, urging retirees to stay connected, to visit and encourage one another, while commending the association's president for maintaining regular contact among members. Under the next generation GST reforms, government has provided major relief to leather and footwear sector. The reforms aimed at easing the burden on young manufacturers have made production more cost-effective and ensured that quality footwear becomes more affordable for consumers. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced from 12% to 5% on chamois leather, composition leather made from leather fiber, and leather prepared after tanning or crusting. This rationalization has significantly reduced input costs for manufacturers and encouraged great production within the country. Footwear priced up to 2,500 rupees per pair now attract just 5% GST instead of 12%, making stylish and durable footwear more accessible to young and middle-income consumers. An advisor to Chief Minister Dr. Chimmen Muri launched 2 books titled The Unshaken Bond, Silent Battles of Discord, and The Wings of Silence, written by Z. Libenthang Murray. The advisor lauded the author's effort, noting that writers have become fewer in number today, with most coming from academic or theological backgrounds. Emphasizing that writing requires wisdom, time, and dedication, Mr. Murray urged the gathering to cultivate both reading and writing habits. Author Z. Libenthang Murray dedicated the book The Wings of Silence to his parents, while his second work is a fiction novel exploring themes of forgiveness, redemption, love, hope, and human judgment. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio says construction sector is the largest engine of employment in the state, providing livelihoods to thousands of youth. Nagaland Health and Family Welfare Secretary Tai Niu underscores need for adaptable and people-centered healthcare framework. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda says the country now has 819 medical colleges, and Samagra Shiksha Nagaland organizes state-level Kala Utsav 2025-26. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.